Senator Graham, in regards to the interrogation debate, do you see this being reignited now, considering how the information was led to Bin Laden?
When we capture someone, it's about us and our values. I believe that waterboarding is outside of the law that exists today. It's a technique that I would not want to sanction because I do believe it violates international regimes and statutes that we have created. This idea of we caught Bin Laden because of waterboarding, I think is a misstatement. This whole concept of how we caught Bin Laden is a lot of work over time by different people and putting the puzzle together. The idea of having the Army field manual as the exclusive means to interrogate people is a mistake. It is on the website. They can go look at the Army field manual. I'm somewhere between waterboarding and advertising to the enemy the interrogation techniques they face. I think the President made a mistake by taking the enhanced interrogation techniques in the Detaining Treatment Act of 2008 off the table by executive order. I do not believe this is a time to celebrate waterboarding. I believe this is a time to celebrate hard work. To say that this was about one technique diminishes the hard work and the good work that went into building this case over a period of years.
Senator, do you think we ought to reevaluate our aid package that Senator Graham just said?
I don't disagree with what Senator Graham said.
Why is that? We can reevaluate the aid package.
Why do I think
why we should reevaluate the aid package?
If we should all, we're reevaluating every part of our budget, especially our foreign aid packages, whether it's Egypt or Pakistan or any other part of it. I think that's a healthy thing for us to do right now. I think this is a time, as Senator Graham said, to celebrate hard work, a bold decision by the President, accurate intelligence, tremendous courage by military men and women, and hope that this says something to the victims who waited for 10 years for this to happen. There'll be an after action report. And I think while we have some questions to ask Pakistan, Pakistan has a lot of questions to be asking itself, such as how could such a large complex be here housing Osama bin Laden? That's not in their interest, just as it was in ours.
Senator Graham, thank you so much.
Out of being the president of Osama bin Laden, any long-term benefits or anything?